Welcome to Parakhes of Time for, well, it's not Time for Nach Parakhes, but it's Parakhes of Dibra Yamin Beis, and it is Time for Nach. After spending 7 years building the Beis HaMikdash, 13 in his own palace, Rashi says, Shlomo then builds the cities which Churma had given him. He conquers more territory, he builds more cities, he conscripted non-Jews to help build the Beis HaMikdash, interesting. The Jews were employed by the military. Shlomo married the daughter of Paro and gave her a palace outside the city Ir David. She wasn't holy enough to dwell in proximity to the Aron. Interesting. We're told how he established Kahanim, Levim. Churam sent Shlomo a massive amount of gold, 450 kikars worth of gold from Ophir, using special sailors to be able to bring that gold over. Again, it's splendor, but it's also thought out splendor. If you think about it, to not have his wife near there, not so simple. Shlomo was trying, he had a mission of harnessing all negative things or negative powers and trying to uplift them and you know, bring them back to Kedusha. You know, after all, that is one of the goals of the world, you know, not just creating Kedusha from Kedusha, but actually taking something a bit more mundane. Here was more than mundane, it was risky. Paro's daughter and everything she was and represented, and you know, the former idolatry and all that kind of thing, maybe even current idolatry according to some, and uplifting it, being able to turn it around, that's what Shlomo HaMelech was going for, although as we shall see, not so simple. However, before that we have Melech Malkus Shva, otherwise known as the Queen of Sheba. She is going to be the subject or the main star of Perek 10.